It is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Hike.
And I'm Bonnie North. Consider the humble mushroom. You might have a few growing in your yard right now, especially if it's not so well drained. Well, this interview is not about those mushrooms unless you have a house out in the woods.
We are going to talk about more exotic varieties that may well grace your plate if you eat at some Milwaukee area restaurants, especially the ones particular about their mushrooms. Many of those mushrooms are harvested by one person in particular, and his work is the subject of a piece in the current issue of Milwaukee Magazine. Dining critic and senior editor Ann Christensen joins us to share more. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me on this fungal morning.
Well, I am a fun guy. I think that is my sum total of mushroom puns
okay.
to get us underway.
Well, it's a good one.
Good. Thank you. What got Mike Joswick on your radar in the first place?
I've been hearing about this guy for years, mostly through restaurant owners, chefs. I mean, they would talk about, yeah, this guy comes to the back door of my restaurant, knocks on the door, and he comes with these, you know, incredible foraged items, not just mushrooms, but other things foraged from the woods of Wisconsin, you know. And I think part of it was, I mean, they could tell this guy, first of all, his stuff was really quality. I mean, it was really beautiful. You could tell this wasn't like something that was old or kind of, you know, I mean, like the way it looked, you could, that was one of the selling points.
These are not food service mushrooms.
Right. And I think, and I mean, I asked Mike this himself, because if you see him, I mean, like the guy is probably early 30s. He still looks like he's about 21, but he's grew up doing this. His family, you know, they were outdoors people. They fished, they hunted. They foraged. And, he knew what to look for. But also, you know, you have to, and I can't explain the exact way to do this, but yeah, I mean, you have to have sort of a, you know, legally, you need to be able to sell these too. So you have to have the right type of, you know, information with you to prove that you are doing this, that you have a license to do this. So I think there was that. I mean, I think he kind of proved himself to be pretty legit very quickly. And so the restaurants, you know, all kind of, you know, people hear about it, word of mouth. And so they were just, you know, people, the restaurant owners, the chefs were starting to really use his items.
And as a dining critic, how tuned into the mushrooms in a meal are you? Like when Mike Joswick or chefs talk about the difference in taste between, you know, lion's mane and gray oyster, is this something that you notice?
Well, yes. I mean, part of it is, I think, and it's not just Mike, but, you know, other, you know, restaurants, that don't use him are more keyed into what's happening in the seasons, especially in Wisconsin, and are wanting to utilize some of these more unusual mushrooms. These weren't mushrooms we were seeing in the restaurant, in restaurants before. So yeah, as a diner, I'm gonna you know, start noticing these things. And yes, there are major differences in flavor, in texture. In the story that I do, I mean, if you just look at the photos of these mushrooms, like the lion's mane.
You would have no idea that that's a mushroom.
No, and the flavor is comparable to Dungeness crab, and it kind of has this look like it's like a sheet. I mean, it's got the, I guess they call it it's the bearded tooth fungus. I mean, it has this like beard
like a muppet.
It looks like a muppet, absolutely. but that's one of its other names, the bearded tooth fungus. I mean, really unusual stuff out there. And then once you start having them in foods, you're really noticing the flavor differences. And I might add, you know, there's this big growing movement of people following plant-based diets. Well, a lot of those chefs are using mushrooms. So you're seeing a lot more of that as well.
There is something in the texture of a mushroom, like mushrooms are
very
meaty. Yeah,
I mean, I've been in these restaurants sometimes and had a bolognese of mushrooms that was so similar to meat, you know.
Well, and so he starts out as a forager, but he is now, it's not exactly being a farmer, but it kind of is.
Right. Well, and he wasn't really doing that for a living right away. I mean, he was going to school, he went to UW-Madison, and he was, as he described it, he was sort of like outside the Dane County farmer's market, you know, selling what he had foraged. And the way he explained it to me is that, you know, the person who kind of organizes that market came out and said, you know, you could sell in our market if you got a, you just bought a license. We'd be happy to have you. So, you know, he was starting to sell this stuff back when he was in college, and he went to college and he was studying other things. But he was just drawn to this being out there in the dirt and finding these beautiful specimens and knowing what to look for. And so that, I think that was a pull for him. to actually get into the business full time. Now, he has this full time business. It's a small business. It's himself. It's like his dad. His wife is involved. And yes, he sources from all over, from foragers all over the country now, too. So you're not just getting Wisconsin products from him. And he has this facility right now that's in the Harbor District, where when these things, these shipments are coming in, he's like, you see a photo of him. They're bagged. These are actual different kinds of fungus that are bagged just temporarily, you know, before they get delivered to where they're going to go.
Well, and so what makes, this is probably a better question for him, honestly, but what makes the difference between something that is foraged and, you know, why isn't there like a facility where he's just growing these things?
You know, that could be something for him down the line, because one of his goals for this year is to
make his business
mushroom, and so have a much larger facility. Right now he grows like microgreens where he's at, but he wants a much larger facility. Growing them himself could very well be within the realm of doing that. You know, what's interesting about this whole movement this is a movement, because there's like a Wisconsin Mycological Society where people can become members and learn more about this and go to workshops and stuff. And these are just everyday people, right? But you got to really learn. And because you if you don't want to eat something that could be potentially poisonous. And even, you know, Mike says, you know, he's a huge proponent, too, of cooking your mushrooms, cooking them. Don't eat them raw. I mean, like, that's, you know, that's really not something that you should be doing. Now, I'm not here. I don't know, you know, all the ins and outs of like, what should you do? I would be really afraid to go out and try to pick something and then think that I could eat it. I think it's a really, I mean, that's an industry where I would really want to know, like, an experienced forager.
Well, and so what are the kinds of restaurants that are using what he brings?
Yeah, there's a lot of them, and there are a lot of the restaurants, the kind of hotter restaurants, I suppose. Dan Dan is one, Good Kind. The Bartolotta restaurants is actually a huge resource for those mushrooms. Birch and Butcher is another one. Now Bartolotta, he's got this, you know, kind of situation going with Bartolotta where he holds these mushroom dinners like twice or three times a year. And so they utilize all these mushrooms that he forages or that he brings in for these meals. Now, case in point, they have one coming up in May. It's their annual morel dinner. Now, if you like morels, you know that we're getting into spring. This is morel season. And there are people all over that go to these select spots in Wisconsin, and they're very secretive about where they are to get morels. But so Bartolotta Restaurants is going to be a place where you're going to find them used a lot. I've actually been to a couple of his dinners, and I have to say they're really interesting if you're into mushrooms. One of the ones I went to was it was in the fall, and it just utilized like, I don't know, 15 different kinds of mushrooms. Every course had them, every single course. But the one coming up with morels, it's all different varieties of morel mushrooms in every course that you have.
I have one last pun to inflict on you.
Yeah. So
you could really call him the Wisconsin mushroom champignon.
Yes, you could. You could. I like that one, too.
Thank you. I did my best.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ann, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Ann Christensen is the dining critic and senior editor at Milwaukee Magazine. Her article on mushrooms and Mushroom Mike is in the current issue. You can find a link to Susan Benz's 2017 interview with him at WUWM.com.